Oh!
Hey, look, we're back, even though this is the first time we've ever done it.
That is literally the first thing you've said, and you say, we're back.
I mean, that's how you have to come in.
That's a paradox.
Will, why don't you explain what we're doing?
All right, everybody, welcome to Darren and Will having a good time or something. The title hasn't really been decided yet.
That's kind of a title that we like to pretend we have a sitcom.
Yeah.
Very similar to How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
The only problem with our show is it's just the two of us.
Because we don't have any friends.
We're currently holding auditions for people to play. Well, you're Ted and I'm Barney. So we need a Marshall.
Yeah, we need a Marshall.
We need a Robin.
So if you have a girlfriend, you can be in it as well. So, well, yeah, this is our show. So today we're going to talk about girls because we like them. So me personally, I don't know if you knew this, but I get zero girls. I get absolutely no girls. How about you, Darren?
I don't get zero, but I don't get a lot. I would say I could count them on my hand, on one hand. We don't get a lot of girls.
Darren, be real with me. Why don't I get girls? Like, tell me. Like,
Will doesn't get girls. I think you're...
It's my nose.
Okay. Okay.
Is it because I'm dead on the inside?
Yes. Okay, that's another.
I think it's because I'm dead on the inside.
I think your approach is wrong. Like, It's kind of aggressive, but in a passive way. Does that make sense?
I mean, when was I ever aggressive?
Well, I think after reading the messages that you've showed me on Facebook and such, and Twitter or what have you, they're a bit aggressive. I feel like you're going for the attack the second you approach it.
See, people, they're like, you know, you got to be yourself until they realize that yourself is a psychopath, and then they don't want you to be yourself anymore.
Well, I think. You just gotta learn how to take it a little easy, you know.
Take it a little easy. Like, what did I say wrong? I mean,
it's not what you say. I think you jump the gun too soon.
Okay, so let's say I meet a fly, honey, at the bus stop.
Right.
You know what? No, trains are more romantic.
Right.
Okay, I meet a fly, honey. Let's say her name is Natalie. I don't know how I know her name because she might not want to talk to me. But let's say I want to talk to her, Darren. Like, I walk up to her. Let's do some role playing. You be me. I'll be the fly, honey. Walk up to me.
Let me be Natalie, and I'll tell you.
Oh, how am I gonna learn? Okay, fine. All right.
So this is me, and I'm looking all cute.
Sup, girl?
Hi.
You know, I like Forever 21, too.
I don't know how you know I'm wearing Forever 21.
Yeah, I've been following you for a while. See, I think that's my issue. Like, I don't tell them. You shouldn't tell them off the bat that you've been following them.
Correct.
Okay, all right, let's try that again, okay.
It's a little aggressive, too, with the, sup, girl? Maybe.
Really? I thought that was my calling card. Like, how's she going to hear me?
I mean, how has that been working?
She had on earphones in my scenario.
Okay. Maybe you can tap her on the shoulder. Okay. Accidentally trip in front of her.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's try that again. Oh. I fell. Oh, hey.
Hey. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm cool. I've just fallen in love with you. Ah, I'm sorry. Again, shouldn't tell her I'm in love with her already.
So aggressive, okay. Still aggressive. I think one day you'll learn. You get a little more mature. You'll understand how the female body and mind react to a creepy man.
Okay.
Why don't you first describe what kind of girl you like?
Okay, I like. Okay.
Your dream girl.
My dream girl is definitely Hermione from Harry Potter. She has everything.
Think about when I say dream girl, I mean one that's. One that you can meet at your local grocery store.
All right, so, you know, she's got, you know, I kind of dig chicks with short hair, but not too short. I'm not sure what that means.
Like, shoulder length?
Shoulder length is really good. You know, show some confidence. I mean, I don't really have any of that, but, you know, I like, so she needs to compensate for me. Pretty much, I would like a girl to have everything I don't. So, you know, like, common sense and whatnot. And, you know, to be smart and, you know.
What does she look like besides her hair?
I was gonna say her hair would be black. I like the hair color black, but she'd be I don't know. Can I say Aubrey Plaza? Can I meet Aubrey Plaza somewhere?
I don't know who that is.
Aubrey Plaza is a girl from Parks and Recs that's really dry.
Dry humor.
Dry humor.
Okay, I've never seen the show. Is she from anything else?
She's from plenty of things. She was in Scott Pilgrim.
Was she in The Office?
She was not in The Office, I do not believe.
Scott Pilgrim, what character? I don't know.
Oh, dang it. Well, what about you, Darren?
Can you explain your goddamn type of girl?
She beautiful.
You can't just name celebrities.
All right, she got a pretty face, and I want to put it on my face.
Okay.
What is yours?
Mine, if I was going to be... Should I start with the looks?
Yeah, well, how's she look?
She is definitely hipster.
A hipster chick.
And again, this is the type of girl I want to meet at the grocery store.
Okay.
Hipster chick.
Where do hipster chicks shop at? Like, where? What kind of grocery?
Trader Joe's, man. For
Trader
sure.
Joe's, okay.
But again, she's a hipster chick. Good fashionable sense.
I feel like Whole Foods, really. I mean,
I mean, it depends on how much money she has, but either or
okay.
will work. She's Caucasian.
Okay.
Let's be politically correct here. All Caucasian.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be, but that's what I prefer. A nice fit body.
What does a fit body look like? Explain to me. I'm not familiar with female bodies.
Fit body. Let's skip the bullshit because pretty much the butt is where where I was going next. She has to have. She doesn't have to have, but I prefer if she had a nice booty.
Booty. Okay.
Yeah.
What does a nice booty look like? Like how many like centimeters or inches does that? How does that work?
I don't know if it has to be a certain inch or centimeter. I don't think there's a requirement there. I think it just has to jiggle.
Okay.
I think a lot of girls don't like jiggle, and I understand that in certain situations, but I do think that in the booty and in thighs and legs, it's necessary, and girls should learn to appreciate
this
it.
This sounds
beautiful.
Impossible. Okay, let's do some role playing. Let's pretend so I can learn from
you.
Let's pretend
role playing, man.
We're at the Trader Joe's. The Trader Joe's.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Trader Joe's, and I'm this fly hipster chick now, and I'm over here. I'm looking at some peanut butter, and you gotta pick me up. Tell me, okay.
Actually, in a real life scenario, I wouldn't approach you.
Oh, she'd just come up to you.
No, I wouldn't. I'd make eye contact, and she'd look the other way and laugh, and then I'd walk away. And
I think that's insulting to you. She looked at you and laughed.
Clearly,
the
yes.
other day I was in the Rite Aid, and I was wearing that white hoodie. You know the white hoodie that I got recently,
right.
And I was like, man, I look awesome. And then there was these two girls, like they kept walking past me and laughing at me, and I was like, wow, this is just like middle school. I must be hideous.
Do you think it's because of the white hoodie, or do you just bring up the white hoodie?
I really like the white hoodie, to be honest. I really like the white hoodie, but no one else does, because I got laughed at.
So, they were laughing at you?
They were laughing at me.
Every time
they walked past me. Like, why, like, can you explain to me, why would someone laugh at me? Not in a, oh, like, he's cute, like, in a, oh, no, like, he's a travesty. Like,
do you feel like you were... Because, let's be honest here, you mope a little bit every now and again.
Yeah.
Do you think you were potentially moping around and maybe... How old were they?
I don't know. Younger than I.
Well, maybe they're just, immature and dumb and...
Oh, man.
Or potentially they weren't even laughing at you and you're making it all about you.
I'm just subconscious. Wow, maybe people do these types of things where it's all about us, but in reality, we don't matter.
Potentially. You've been having some troubles. Well, I wouldn't call them troubles, but I know you would, because it's very important to you. The Facebook messages and the attempting to text the female. Who was the last one? And I know that's why you seemed bummed out today. Is that why?
Oh no, today was not about that. But man. I texted this girl. No, I wrote to this girl, and I thought she was a how would you say, fly honey. And I was having a conversation with her, a good one, and then she just stopped responding to me. Now, this happens to me all the time. Why would you not write someone back? I don't know. Maybe I'm just upset about it. Maybe I think I'm so awesome and like I'm upset. It's really about me here. What do you think it's about?
Well, again, a lot of the times I don't respond to text messages or Facebook messages, not on purpose, and it's just literally because, let's say I get it while I'm working, I'll read it and I honestly forget to go back or what have you, whatever the reason may be, but
like I'm me, like I'm William Haynes, like don't these women
know? And maybe
know?
That's why they're not responding, because you have this ad like this,
like for real, like doesn't she know, like
you feel entitled that
like
she
I'm
respond.
I am entitled to the female, like I don't think she realizes, like I don't, like I'm not saying like I own her, but like I deserve it.
And what's how has that played off in the past 20 years?
You know, I mean, not really well, but you know, it's because you know, I don't really, you know, it's my nose, you know. It's not because of my personality. It can never be something like that. Am I right?
I watched a video. I actually didn't get to watch it all because I had to run to work. But a dude, he's a YouTuber. He does prank videos or whatever he does. He got dressed up in a fat suit, and basically the point of his video was to show that it's not about looks, it's not about money, it's literally only about confidence. And he got in this fat suit and makeup and got all done up and pretty much made himself look ugly, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
And he got girls' numbers, and it's because he had confidence.
See, okay, I've heard the confidence thing a million times. So I met this girl once on a shoot. And I decided, because I'm a sociopath, I said, you know what, I'm going to try this confidence thing with this girl, and I'm going to speak to her very confidently over the social media. And hopefully, because of my confidence, she'll want
to... Wait, you met her at a shoot, but you're talking to her on Facebook? Is that...
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I'm going to start writing to her confidently. And I did. And do you know what happened, Darren? Do you know what happened?
She didn't respond.
She stopped writing me back after a little while.
What did you say?
I was like, hey, sup, girl? Again? You look good.
Again,
let me get up all up in there, you know. I got plenty money, you know. You gotta lie a little bit, you know. I got so much money. How much money you got? That's where I went wrong. I shouldn't ask her how much money she has. I should have, you know, let her know that my money was gonna, you know, take care of us together. So, you know, confidence is some bull, man. Some bull.
I think it's clear. I think we both know why they're not responding.
Why aren't they responding, Darren? Keep it true.
You're being ignorant.
I'm being ignorant?
Yeah.
You said it to my face. Say it to my freaking face.
We're literally sitting right next to each other.
They don't know that. Sit closer to my face.
No, good.
For those of you at home, I'll knock Darren out at any point.
You're retarded. We had some people send us some questions, or you have them on your text edit. Let's check them out.
Some questions? Oh, we had a lot of questions. Okay, here's one.
Go ahead, read it.
I feel like it's hard to make friends for me because I am quite shy. I have a couple of friends, but I would like to make more, but I don't know where to begin. Has this ever happened to you, and how should I overcome my shyness?
And by the way, that was an email sent to Will.
Yes, it was.
Let's see. So she says she's shy and she's trying to make friends.
Yes.
I would honestly say that we are the two worst people to ask. Not that we are losers by any means.
I kind of am.
Because I have some friends. I have friends.
You are my only friend.
But I don't really like people. Okay, I don't...
I totally understand what you're saying. I also do not like people. For some reason, you ever are like... Do you ever like just sit on like a bus? I don't know. You probably don't ride the bus because you're not a poor person like me.
Right.
But, and I just hear people talking and I'm like, man, this sounds like the worst person I've ever sat next to.
Right. I want to rephrase that because I don't want to say that I don't like people.
No, I don't like them.
I just don't.
They can burn.
Sometimes people aren't the best, and I'd rather be alone. But again, that being said, let's answer her question and not just cynical people.
We don't have a name for this person because they didn't leave a name in the email. What should we name them?
Which we probably shouldn't name her anyway, so let's say Jane Doe.
Jane Doe.
I feel like it's hard to make friends for me because I'm quite shy. That was the first part of her email. His or her, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, we're not really sure.
Since it's Jane, let's just say her. I was very shy. I don't know about Will. I was really shy in school pretty much all throughout school. I have no idea why. And I kind of just grew out of it. When I got a little older, I think I hit about 20, and then I kind of realized that people don't really care. I kind of felt like everybody was always analyzing everything I said or did. So, I don't know. I guess that led me to be shy, but as I grew up, I realized that, one, I don't like people, and two, nobody cares. Pretty much everyone is constantly thinking about what they're going to do next or what have you.
I was not listening. I'm not gonna lie. I was looking on my computer for a second there. What'd you say?
I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to the blue microphone. And I'm answering her question, even though she might never hear this. I'm gonna answer her question. You sound... I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but you sound like you're younger. You sound like you're potentially still in school. And if you are, it's 100% fine to be shy because I think you're supposed to be. You're still growing up. You don't know who you are really. And as time goes by, you will meet friends, whether it's at work or your local Walmart, because it's...
Okay.
It's fun to hang out there.
When I was a kid, I used to be really shy too. Until one day,
you're still pretty shy.
I am still,
and you're still a kid. So
I am still a kid, and I am pretty shy. But I stopped being a lot less shy. I think maybe in the 10th grade when I stopped caring, and I was like, you know what? If I have something to say, why don't I just say it? And now I say things all the time, still not to the capacity that I should. But I think what you have to do is get past that level in your brain that people are going to shut you down. And even if they do, oh well, because there's like 6 billion other people on the planet. I mean, only like 1 billion of them speak the same language as you probably. But you can learn other languages and you can speak to them in that language. I mean, that may take a couple years to master language to such a level that you'll be able to communicate on a higher level and a deeper level. But, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, there's other people. And if you fail, you can talk to them, other people.
So, Jane, if you ever hear this, you have two options. Yeah. Two people to listen to. You can either listen to the advice I gave,
yeah,
which was probably the right one, or you can listen, yeah, to Will's advice and potentially move to a different country and learn a whole new language.
Yeah.
Choice is yours. I saw that on your YouTube channel. You had more questions.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we kind of we covered that one.
Apparently, the video we uploaded didn't have audio in it because I recorded it on my computer.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, because we had the mic plugged in, I think, so that's why it didn't have any.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So, yeah, you guys, this is our new podcast. If you have questions, you can email us right now at contactwilliamtoday@gmail.com if you want to ask us questions for future podcasts.
Are we ending it?
I don't think we're ending it right now.
We have one more. This guy tweeted at us, at both of us, and he said, should we say his name? I feel like we shouldn't.
He tweeted it. He made it public.
I'm not going to say the names. You can say the name. That's fine.
Andreas Chavez.
He says, how can I make cheap foods like ramen noodles more filling? Will, you want
to?
Will you wait? First, tell him, you have a big... You don't eat ramen noodles, right?
When I was, I think, 15, I was really upset with myself because my parents bought and my sister loved eating ramen noodles, and I was like, ugh, I do not like this. It makes me, and in hindsight, it didn't make sense. I was like, I told myself, I will never eat ramen noodles again
You never ate ramen noodles like raw?
I did. I ate them all the time. And I was like, I don't want to eat these anymore because they make me feel poor. That was when I lived with my parents. Now I truly am poor. So I could almost only afford those, but I still haven't broken it. It's been, I think that was maybe 2009 when I said I'd never eat one again, and it's been since then.
I don't eat ramen noodles for any particular
reason.
Because
you make money.
No, they're just, it's nasty.
It is pretty nasty, too.
It's just super salty, and it's just so much sodium. Not good for you.
It's not good for you at all.
Ramen noodles is what, like 19 cents a package? Maybe something less or more, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But there's other, you can get a banana for 19 cents at Trader Joe's. All right, I'm sure that's a lot better. It's not...
Yeah,
as filling, because I'm sure ramen noodles is more filling.
They are remotely tasty, but if at the time you'd be like, oh, this isn't that bad. But if you ever compare that to anything else you've ever eaten, it is pretty much crap.
Right.
It is crappy, and it comes in this crappy container, and it just sits there forever, and it just made me... But now that I am poor, you know, I've been like, pretty much every other week, I'm like, man, I'm so broke, I should go buy some ramen noodles and satisfy my hunger. Risk getting diabetes because it's filled with sodium and getting high blood pressure, but you know, I haven't because I live off of you, my friend. I just touched them on the shoulder.
I think what this podcast is that people send us questions and we don't answer their question.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of just, I'm not going to say judge because that sounds aggressive, but like we're basically telling them what they don't want to hear because he's asking us, how do we make cheap foods like ramen noodles more filling?
Oh, man. Let's look into his soul.
The word is filling, yet we spoke about how we don't eat it because certain reasons. I eat it because it's not good and there's other options. You said you don't eat it because you don't want to be poor. Now we're looking at his Twitter page. And I'm not judging him, but I bet Will is.
I'm really judging him. He tweeted, growing up is defined by the ever-shrinking period of time between doing something stupid and regretting it.
Why'd you choose that voice?
He tweeted a picture of Tyler, the creator. I believe this is... Oh, it's a video of Tyler, the creator. We're still not answering his question. How do you make it more filling? Man, you gotta make that ramen noodle your slave. You throw in some, you find some spices around the house. Look, man, you get yourself some good paprika.
But he's not asking how to make it taste better. He's asking how to make it more filling.
You put a banana in that joint, and swirl it around. Okay, I don't know. I don't think you can make something have more mass. I believe that is impossible.
Add broccoli to it.
But see, Yeah, add broccoli to it. I know it has those little pieces of green stuff in there. Oh, yeah.
What else? We had something. Go to your text.
My text? Oh, we had other things that we thought of talking about.
Favorite TV show? Yeah, I'd love you go first because we each have like shows that we are emotionally connected to and shows that we just love. I have a lot, so I have to kind of put thought into that. What is yours?
Favorite TV show. For years, my favorite TV show was How I Met Your Mother. Still love it.
It's so cheesy nowadays, though.
It is pretty cheesy, but like I feel so emotionally connected to the characters. Like, I am Ted. But then again, no. Actually, you know what? My favorite show has always been since 2005, Avatar the Last Airbender. I don't think you've ever seen that show, have you?
No, I can't connect to that at all.
It's the greatest thing that has ever been placed onto Nickelodeon.
That's technically anime, right? But it's American?
It's like American anime. And it's just beautiful. It's based upon the Dalai Lama, who is my role model. He's I think, next to Bill Cosby, he's one of my number one role models in life.
We're both getting, okay. So you said, what show did you say? I just forgot.
I just said Avatar The Last Airbender.
Avatar. My favorite show of all time would have to be Breaking Bad. Oh. I know you haven't seen it, which makes me very sad as a human.
Oh my gosh. Yesterday in class, the kids deliberately were saying spoilers to Breaking Bad, and I haven't started it because I'm a hipster, and I was waiting for it to finish so I could be like, you know, Oh, wait, that's the opposite of a hipster.
I kind
of
feel like if you... And I don't mean this about every show. I literally only mean this about Breaking Bad. If you are capable of watching it currently and you haven't, then it's your fault. Like, the show is so good.
It's so good.
There's so many platforms for you to watch. You can just watch pretty much all of it besides the most recent season on Netflix.
Recent season.
Yet you chose not to.
Not to.
And I think you're an idiot.
Idiot.
Straight up.
William Haynes. Idiot.
And that's your fault.
Yeah.
What spoilers did they say? I could tell you or not if they're bad or good.
I don't remember because I intentionally blocked it out. However, Mrs. Meg Turney gave me a spoiler the other day when we were shooting that one time at something about... Actually, I don't want to say it because I don't know if there's anybody who wants to watch it.
Fuck them.
No, I can't do that to our friends. But yeah, I like that I don't watch Breaking Bad, but I still make Breaking Bad references. Really? I feel like I did earlier today. Remember, I was like, man, Darren, what was I talking about? I said earlier today, literally like an hour ago, I was like, man, Darren, I need way more money than I actually have. We need to cook. I've never seen this show before. I've never seen any of it. I saw a trailer once.
Yeah, Will does this weird thing where, one, he talks to himself quite often, but he'll also, like, let's say he's cooking. He will literally start talking, not singing, not rapping, talking rap lyrics. And he changes every curse word because he doesn't curse. If you know Will, you know he doesn't curse. He changes all rap curse words to, if it's the word bitch, he would say B word. If it's the word...
I say chick sometimes.
Sometimes he does change it to chick, which ends up rhyming.
It does rhyme. Chick fits in every time you would say the B word.
Instead of motherfucker, he would say mother hugger.
Mother hugger, that's my thing. I ain't been to that.
What's another one? How do you say shit? You just say S word, right?
That's the worst one. It's the hardest. It's just nothing. No word has its cadences to just fit. Like, chick and the B word fit in so perfectly. I need something that fits in with the S word.
Well, chick fits in better with shit than bitch does.
Oh, it fits in with that too. But chick and the B word mean pretty much the same thing.
Similar. That makes sense. Give them an example of a Drake or any rap song that comes to their head.
Yeah. I know way too many females here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the F-word are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights. We've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'm going to do until it's over. Until it's over. It's far from over. Yeah. One thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain.
If you notice, when he said swear, he said square.
I know,
for some reason. I'm not sure.
I can say swear. I just like saying square sometimes. You know, it's legit, bruh.
He lives his life in a really strange manner.
I do.
Doesn't curse.
Don't curse.
Which is a good thing. Can't lie.
But not even
won't lie. He claims he can't lie.
That wasn't public information for everyone. Now people can use that against me. But it is true. I do. I don't like lying. It's just, it's against my personal religion of Williamism. I just, like, lying is just, if no one ever lied, you know what, the world probably would be a little worse. Lying is good at some points. I just don't do it. It's not for me.
What about if, like, I can't even think of a situation on the spot because it would take some time to think about it, but sometimes you need, whether it's a big lie or a small lie, you need to lie.
You do.
Because
and it's really difficult.
You crush that person if you, I don't know, and it's...
I have crushed people before.
What if it was, like, something to your mom and you just, like, would...
Yeah.
Ruin her year.
I think if I ever did have a conscious decision to start lying to people, I still wouldn't lie to my mom. And my mom knows that I will not lie to her. And she does. She doesn't use it a lot, but she will use that to her advantage. But, like, I just... Yeah, luckily, people in my life aren't emotionally... I think that's one of the reasons I'm friends with you, is because you are not emotionally unstable. I feel like there's nothing I could do to you that would just, like, break you. Like, if I was just like, oh, Darren, I hate your guts, you'd probably just roll it over.
Yeah, most likely. I would just, you know, go in my room and shut the door and play with my dog, Mac.
Yeah.
And be just fine. I don't make it, when I am sad or when I am upset, I don't make it as obvious as when you are. Maybe not that you're intentionally doing it, but I do hide it.
I used to be really good at hiding it until this year. I this year has not been the year of the will, and I just haven't, like, usually I've been depressed my entire life, and I've been really good at hiding it until mostly this month. I just, man.
It's, well, I think during VidCon, which for those of you who
we don't
are,
speak about
who
VidCon.
Don't know about YouTube, which I don't know how you found us, but it's a YouTube gathering held by the Vlogbrothers. That might have been the most sad I've ever seen Will in the 2 years that I've known him. For me, it was probably the happiest, one of the happiest I've ever been, because I performed on stage first time ever.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome. But Will, on the other hand...
Woo! That was, I think, the saddest I've been since maybe 2010. And I was like, man, I gotta hide this. Darren's performing. I don't want to be that killjoy. After you got off stage and you walked around for about 20 minutes, I was like, okay, I can not hide it. I was like, I was so upset. As of the other things I don't do drugs or drink alcohol. And I mean, just because. And I was like, man, I kind of want to be drunk and high at the same time right now. And I was considering, I was like, should I ask Darren to get me some illegal substances? But I didn't. I was like, I was tempted, but I did not.
When he says illegal, he means illegal because he is underage, and he was referring to alcohol, not drugs.
Oh, yeah. Darren does not have meth. Do you, Darren?
No, I do not have meth. I don't. I'm sorry.
Let's cook, then.
I mean, we should.
Yeah, I just made a Breaking Bad reference, but I have never seen the show. That's the only one I know. Let's cook. Let's cook.
Without saying,
let's cook.
Without saying names or...
Let's cook.
Why don't you can be very vague. Why don't you explain why you were sad?
Oh, man. I don't think I can even be vague because the people... Let's just say I wanted something, but I couldn't have
it. Okay, you can't be that vague.
I wanted...
That's pretty much every fucking situation. I wanted something.
Yeah, that is every
but
situation.
But I couldn't get it.
I wanted a person to enjoy me as much as I enjoy me. I mean, as much as I enjoy them. And then they were like, no. So I was like, oh. And I think it just, like, it made me think that maybe, like, oh, I'm not, what is my self-worth if no one wants to appreciate me? Then why should, you know, I appreciate myself? And I went into this downward spiral. And that's why, if you see that, I did a YouTube video called Sad or something like that. And that was me encompassing all the anger and rage in my life into one video. And I think it came out really well. But that is what happened to me at VidCon. I still love VidCon. Love the Vlogbrothers, and they put on great things. I had one of the most amazing moments of my year and one of the worst moments of my year at VidCon this year. So, yeah.
Wait, what was the most amazing?
I'm totally riding him, but Zay Frank, I had talked to him, and it was so magical to me because, as many of you may know, if you watch my videos and you know who Zay Frank is, I call him my YouTube daddy because I love him like that, and I used to intern for him, and I was, as soon as I got to VidCon, I was like, everybody I saw was like, have you seen Zay Frank? And they were like, oh, yeah.
You were asking people that?
I was like, where is Zay Frank? Because I wanted to see him. And eventually I found him, and he was at the bar. And it was like a movie scene. Zay's hair had grown. He looked like a lion.
And he was like,
he looked like a lion.
Jay is a beautiful man. He is a silver fox. And he's like, oh, sit down next to me. And he talked to me about, he made metaphors and he said important things. And it made me appreciate life a little
bit
more.
Wait, what did he talk to you about? Like, he gave you advice?
Yeah, he gave me advice. I was like, oh, Zay, I'm poor and I'm sad or something like that. And he's like, you're supposed to be poor. And he gave me this strange...
Wait, why? Because you're young?
Yeah, because I'm young and I'm in college.
Not because you're black?
No, that had absolutely nothing to do with it.
So he's not a racist.
He's
That's good.
Definitely not a racist. I don't believe so. I mean, he's...
Yeah. Wait, so he says you're supposed to be poor and continue?
He gave me an illusion about how... I told him about how I was doing different things with my videos, and he told me that if you want to be weird, you can do it. Because he made a metaphor about a dark room and how some people cling to the walls to try to find something on the other side, and some people just walk straight through the middle. And it sounded a lot smarter when he said it, to be honest with you.
What was he trying to, what was his point?
He was saying that you can be weird in, like, you know, in your art form, and don't be afraid to just go straight for it blindly. And if people have a backlash or don't appreciate it, you know, just disregard it, because he said that happens to him too. And, like, I like, for instance, his teddy bear operation video was really, really weird. But for Zay Francophiles, as myself, it was absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's really about doing what you want to do, because that's what art is, I think.
I don't know what the teddy bear video is. I'm guessing is that one of the voiceover ones?
Yeah, it's where the teddy bear gets an operation. I'm pretty sure I watched that with you at a point.
I remember you showed me one of his videos that you said was weird. Weirder than normal. I don't know if it's
I
don't watch Zay Frank, so I don't know if he's normally weird or what have you. But I do remember you showing me a video that you said was weird.
That was it. We were sitting on your couch when we didn't live together. For those of you who don't know, Darren and I live together. We live in the same apartment,
which is really nice, by the way. We have all wood floors.
It's not real wood.
We have two patios.
We don't go out there.
We have we got posters on the wall.
They're all his. One of them is mine, and it was given to me by my friend Katie.
Not on these walls.
It's not even on the wall. It's actually on the floor because I don't have any nails.
Shoot, we
pretty much live in a crap shack.
That's a lie. We got the dopest apartment in the valley.
Maybe not in the valley, but on this block. Probably not even on this block. But,
let's be honest, though. It's a little cool.
It's all right.
Cool. It's cooler than our last two apartments.
It's better than both of our past apartments. But why are we showing off about our crap shack?
Especially in an audio form. They can't...
Yeah, they can't even see it. Like, we're describing man.
We could say that we live in a mansion, and you would just have to believe us.
We actually do live in a huge mansion.
I mean, we got a jacuzzi in our bathroom.
Echo!
It's called a tub.
Yeah, we haven't really given our apartment a name, like, you know, the crap shack isn't good.
I just think it's for sure it's legendary.
Legendary, it is legendary.
I don't know if that's the title. It's a work in progress, but I would say legendary.
It is legendary.
Is a good name that I'm gonna run with. It's a How I Met Your Mother reference. Bring this back full circle where we were in the beginning.
Oh yeah, were we talking about our favorite shows?
We were.
Oh, in the very beginning we were talking.
Yeah,
about
when I said How I Met Your Mother.
We did. We have compared our lives to How I Met Your Mother because we were. But I think we're more like Seinfeld. We were because you were Jerry, and I'm Costanza because stuff just happens to me and I get upset about it.
People are gonna hate me on the internet, but I. Not that I don't. Okay, let's be honest. I don't like Seinfeld. To be fair, I don't think I've ever watched a whole episode all the way through.
Man.
I get terribly bored.
That's interesting.
I need to give it a shot because there's a reason why everybody loves it. But yeah, it just doesn't do it for me. On the same idea of us wanting to have a sitcom life, like How I Met Your Mother, what if instead of it being How I Met Your Mother, our life and our friend group was more like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Oh my goodness.
That would be... That show is amazing.
It's an amazing show.
It's fucking amazing.
We love
it. But it would be awful.
I think... It would be extreme versions of ourselves.
They're all morons. All of them.
You
all
know what?
Different forms of idiots.
You are Dennis. You are Dennis in that sense.
Okay, I could do
you
that.
You are Dennis.
Dennis is kind of the leader. I'm cool with that.
Dennis is not the leader.
Who's
yes,
the leader?
Yes, he is.
Dennis is sure the leader.
But
Charlie is
Mac
the lowest.
Mac thinks he's the leader. Charlie is the lowest. I like how they all think they're the leader,
yeah.
But they're not. But Dennis, if anybody was the leader, it would be Dennis.
That show is so good.
It is
oh my god,
show.
They're all idiots, but the show is so fucking good. Charlie needs to come on this. This is our first podcast, but I'm going to already call Charlie out.
Charlie Day.
Charlie, can I please?
Please
our,
be on
our address. What's our address?
Our address is 123 Awesome Street.
Perfect. Go ahead and send us a postcard, and then you can be on the next one, man.
Yeah, you could just email us. We don't really do mail. We check our mailbox, what, once every couple
weeks?
Dude,
I checked it yesterday, and there was so much fucking spam in there. Like, is it called spam? That's called spam,
and
that's
what
right?
spam started from, I guess.
Yeah, there's so much spam in there. The actual mail was crumbled up. I thought that they don't do that. I thought that once your mailbox is full, they stop putting it in there. But no, these guys shoved the mail in there and all.
Really? Yeah. I was expecting
I threw it all
in the mail. Did you check through it?
Yeah, I checked through
okay,
it.
Okay, I was going to say, I was expecting
sure that,
something, you know?
Made sure that I didn't throw away your checks.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very poor. I don't know if you
know. Yeah, that's probably the fifth time you've said you're poor on this podcast.
I mean, I'm just trying to be trill.
Guys, we want to make sure it's clear out there. William Haynes. Is, in fact, poor.
I am a poor person. No possessions.
Will, what is it like to be poor? Tell about when we moved. Comparison from how much furniture and just stuff I had, and then from how much stuff you had.
So, my apartment before this, to be clear, was the epitome of, if you walked into my apartment, you would know that a depressed person lives there. Either a depressed person or a crack addict.
So. Actually, and to be fair, this could have been because we were moving or because he is, in fact, a crack addict. But the night that we went to pack up his apartment, pretty much throw everything away, I walked in and I was pretty much fucking shocked. My jaw dropped. I was like, "Will, it looks like a crackhead lives in here."
Yeah.
I then proceeded to take a photo because I said verbatim, "I want to post this on Reddit because it looks like you live in a crack house." And I knew I didn't end up actually posting it because I actually gave that phone to Will, so
it's
I
mine
lost
now,
all photos.
Because I'm poor.
Again, because he's poor. We want to make sure you know he's poor.
I have no money.
But yes, his house did look like a crack house. I grew up in a small town where a lot of people did a lot of people did meth
in the trap.
I've been in a crack house. I've been in a house where someone
does crack.
Yeah, to be quite frank,
does
crack. And
yeah.
It resembled Will's apartment, and I felt bad.
It's because I was going through a stage mentally where I had so much self-loathingness that I did not want to. I cleaned up. It was not disgusting. It was because I was moving, but before that, it was just like I didn't respect myself, so I didn't respect myself to keep things tidy. And it was during the summer where I don't know if you're subscribed, but I made a lot of videos, and my life was dedicated to creativity and making videos, and I just disregarded the need to be, you know, clean. It wasn't dirty, it wasn't grimy, there wasn't a layer of scum over everything. It was just like things were out of place. You know, clothes, a shoe, papers, a shoe, because I wanted to make things, and that was all I paid attention to. And it was beautiful. I think the things I made that summer, this summer, were great, some of the best I've ever made, but the apartment itself resembled my brain as in a cluttered mess of all the things that are me. And
I feel like a lot of creative people say that. I mean, I'm creative too. I try to keep my room clean, and it is the hardest fucking thing ever. Like, I can't even keep pretty much my room when it's messy. It's just dirty clothes everywhere, and that's because I get up in the morning, I take a shower, I get ready for work, and the dirty clothes just end up on the ground, and they don't get picked up until I do laundry. But like, I'm trying to. Me and we were talking about this thing. What comedian?
Oh, Dimitri Martin.
He has this thing where it's called maximize your life.
Yeah.
Will just briefly told me about it. I've never seen what Will's referring to, but we want to start this list. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, basically, Dimitri Martin. I don't know if you knew, but he's a genius, and he likes for people to know that he's a genius, and he created this. Basically, it's a piece of paper where you add all the things that you want to improve in your life. Darren has a dog, Mac, who's on the floor scratching himself, making a lot of noise. But basically on the list you have things that you want to improve in your life. Like mine would say, this week I want to eat more fruit. And that could say that's 5 points. And I could say I want to do 100 push-ups, which would never happen. And that would be 30 points. And at the end, you tally up how many points you've made, and you keep it for like a year or years. I guess Dimitri Martin's been doing it for years. And yeah.
You basically grade yourself,
you
right?
You grade yourself. He said that he got an F, I think. He did it only off of 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
And he created several versions of the pamphlet, but
yeah, I would say I have an F, even though I haven't started. But the reason I have an F is because I haven't started. I made my own little chart in Photoshop. Mac, you are making a lot of noise, and it's very distracting. lost my train of thought. I made the little pamphlet, as Will called it, in Photoshop. I want to say two weekends ago, and we don't have a printer. We don't own a printer here because we're poor.
I do have a printer, but I think I'm missing a cable. My dad gave me that printer when I moved to college in 2011, and he's never used it. And my dad's always like, "How's that printer?" And I'm like, missing a cable.
It's always a good conversation starter between Will and his dad. Yeah. So, son, how's that printer?
He's not like one of those 1950s dads who are like, "How's that car I gave you?" No, my dad gave me a printer. I'm such an entitled American. This is all you got, Dad?
But he loves you still. Don't worry. Anyways, back to the story.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That freaking printer.
Every day, for the first week, my excuse was, I haven't emailed myself the design, so yet I can't print it at work. The beginning of this week, I emailed it to my email. I emailed the design to my email, and I just haven't printed it. It's in my email. I just haven't opened it up at work to print it.
It's so weird in life. Like, there are some things that are so good for us, but we can't start it. Like, there's literally nothing stopping you from starting it.
Yeah.
You can print it.
We each, both of us, want to be pianists.
We would like to play the piano.
We would each
very
like
well.
To learn how to play the keys. But for some reason, sitting down on your bed, whether you're laying down or sitting down, is more enticing watching 30 minutes or an hour or multiple hours of TV shows than being able to impress a beautiful lady with probably a big butt by playing the keys.
Like, if I, in my head, if I could play the cello even more so than the piano, but I just don't have the cello. If I could play the cello or play the piano, what woman could deny me? If I get on there and I say, "Oh, this is Joe Hisashi's Fantasia." That is not Joe Hisashi's Fantasia. But could she say no to me? I don't think so. I would have relations with any female that played any song on the piano.
When he says relations, he means sex.
I would do things with her that are good. Did you just get a Snapchat?
Yeah.
From whom?
From Sam. I would say that...
I didn't get a Snapchat from Sam.
Well, he doesn't love you. I would say that, piano. I would fucking love to play piano. Like, I wish I was one of those kids where my mother forced me to... Sorry, Will is doing a Snapchat.
Why didn't you Snapchat me, Sam?
I can't work in this fucking manner.
I'm Snapchappable.
He's just... Dude, I'll kill him.
I'm going to send that Snapchat to Sam.
What was I saying? Maximize your life, cleaning your room. Oh, we were talking about how the difference between the furniture I had and the furniture you had.
Oh, yeah.
We just went on a tangent.
I don't even want to explain how I got that furniture.
No, don't explain it. Explain the quantity and maybe quality.
All right, I had three couches. I have three couches in a one-bedroom apartment because I wanted them. It symbolizes my brain. Sometimes in life you have things you don't need, and I did not pay for any of these couches. I got them all in the worst way you could possibly
Where?
Get a couch. That's not important. Guys, I'm not dirty. I shower quite frequently. But these couches were given. Okay, two of them were received from people. Okay, I had a roommate. Okay, I had some couches that were very crappy. None of them were the same color. And they'd all come over about a year or two, I had accumulated three couches.
I don't think the topic that we were talking about wasn't about the quality of your furniture. It was the fact that you were stating that you were poor.
I'm poor, yeah.
We were saying all my furniture, pretty much all my belongings, pretty much fit in a U-Haul. And this was the medium-sized U-Haul.
Yeah.
Pretty much a normal person amount.
Yeah.
I had a one-bedroom apartment amount.
You're a normal guy.
Things.
Yeah.
Will, on the other hand, he had a box of clothes.
Uh-huh.
He had a really heavy desk that he wanted to bring that we could not...
I've had a lot of epiphanies in my life. But one of the strongest epiphanies I have ever had was when Darren and I tried to pull a desk out of my apartment, and we could not do it. We could not do it.
It was probably, 1 o'clock in the morning?
It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I have neighbors. And I was like, okay, Darren and I are just going to pull this freaking desk out of this room. Like, no big deal, right? Yeah, like, and we couldn't do it because
Darren, you're not poor, but you and I are very... We're not strong men. We're not as...
What does that have to do with being poor?
I mean, you have things that aren't perfect. Matt, could you be any louder? I swear to freaking Gandhi. I'm not going to harm you because I like you. I didn't like Pomeranians before I met you, but now I do. But if you could hush, that'd be great. Anyway, we're weaklings.
I wouldn't say I'm the weakling.
See, Darren doesn't want to say this in front of all the people on the internet. Okay, I'm a weakling.
All two of you, but...
All two of you.
I am definitely not a weakling in comparison to Will. Will, we were trying to carry it down the stairs and, you know, the normal... All right, on three, lift. One, two, three. I go to lift my end and it... Pretty much, it's like just me lifting it by myself because Will didn't do anything. We went down, one stair and like kind of cracked your staircase?
Yeah.
And then I think we were stuck at that point, and we just left it in the hallway. No, not we. You. You decided to just leave it in the hallway.
I'm sorry. I was going through things this year. You know, I have an anxiety disorder. I have depression. I do good things, you know? Sometimes... I compliment people every once in a while. I can leave a desk in the middle of a hallway. Guys, I have never littered in my life. That is another thing I do not do. I do not litter.
I mean, I don't litter either because I would say you're a douchebag if you litter, but I've littered in my life. I was like,
I have never littered in my life. And because of that, I have accumulated enough good karma points that I can leave a desk in a hallway.
That's a Reddit reference.
I do not regret it. I would leave that desk in that hallway a million times.
On the note of being a good person, I don't know if it was today or yesterday. These days are getting jumbled together. But Sam, one of our mutual friends that we work with, he mentioned that we were talking about doing good things for people, and he mentioned a soup line, going out and volunteering to be in a soup line.
Uh-huh.
And he asked, he's like, yeah, it's not fun. Like the way he said it as if I've done it too, and pretty much everyone's done it, and I've never done it before. And I kind of felt bad because everybody else, there was two other people in the room, and they had done it too. Never. Have you done that?
In my mind, like for a long time, I'm like, oh yeah, I've not done that. One time in the eighth grade, I had this teacher who I did not like, but she gathered up a bunch of us and took us in the cars and drove us around San Francisco, I think, or maybe it was just Richmond. She cooked a whole bunch of Thanksgiving dinners. And we gave them to homeless people. So we were pretty much a soup kitchen on wheels.
Your teacher cooked it and you just handed them out?
I mean, you know, I sat in the living room while she cooked it.
I mean, was it required?
I mean, no.
I'm not going to hate on you. You did help. I don't think I've ever done anything like that. And I feel shitty. I'm 23 years old and I can't think of a time where I...
Tell me what you think about this. I've been thinking about this over for a while. People do good things, but... I'm trying not to sound like a cynic, but like helping volunteer for people at a soup kitchen, it does help other people. And the reason we do it, really, realistically, is because it makes us happy. Knowing that we helped someone else makes us happy. It's not the act itself that generates happiness. Like, if doing that didn't make us happy, we wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Do you think people do it because it makes them happy that other people are making happy, or that making other people happy? Like, or why? Why does someone?
I genuinely think that there's people who are just all around good people who do it because it makes other people happy.
Yeah, but it makes them happy to make other people happy.
I don't think it's because it makes them happy. I think there's selfless people out there and they do it because it honestly makes that it honestly helps that other person because
they know it's the right thing to do.
Come on, Mac. Killing me, dog.
Ooh, killing me.
But there, I would say, and I'll sound like, Matt, call you. Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
Literally.
Sit down. And again, I'm just talking out of my ass, but I would say a majority or a bigger portion of people do it because when you make someone else happy, it makes you happy.
Yeah.
And that's your point. I get that. But I don't think that's everybody.
Not everybody.
There's people out there who are just good people, and they just want
to
help.
I feel like that I really should do more things to help people. I get off in my head, like I'm like, oh, I help so many people. Like, people write to me on the internet, and I answer a question that... But that's not real. I'm not really helping anybody. Am I really, like... When do we... We're relatively normal people, not really. Come on, Mac.
Dude,
my dog.
I'm about to put this fool in the bathroom.
Man, if I had a cage, I wouldn't put you in it because I feel bad about it. But I'd look at it and be like, man, I might put you in there. I'm talking to Mac. But
man, if 3,000 people weren't listening, I would so like beat you up right now.
We're gonna get 3,000 people.
But like PETA is like totally gonna We said our address earlier.
Oh yeah, 123 Awesome Street.
Shoot, we better we'll bleep that. Bleep that in post, please. Yeah, I'm about to kill this dog.
Oh man, don't kill Mac. Why would you kill Mac? Because he messed up once. Mac, I'll protect you. I'm kind of weak. I can't lift up a desk. But anyway, what can we as normal people do to help people on a regular basis? How can we feed our ego and help out other people?
I mean, I think that's a weird way to put it, because I don't want to help out people to make myself feel better.
Because it's the right thing to do.
Because it's the right thing to do. Like, we're brainstorming at work. I work at a YouTube channel, and we are trying to think of new shows and new video concepts. And we're going to do a lot of just, like, help out other people type videos, just doing good stuff to just make you feel good. And we're trying to kind of come up with the concepts, and I don't know, it sounds really fun. Like, we were watching videos of a different channel, and there's this group, I don't remember the name right now, but basically they would go to restaurants and they would tip the waitress $200.
Wow.
And we had this discussion the other day. I didn't realize that some people only, like, some waiters and bartenders only get paid like $2 an hour.
That's what I told you. You didn't believe me.
Yeah, I did not believe you, because I thought minimum wage, you can't pay under that. Yeah. But I was talking to my friends at work, Brian and Len and Sam, and they were saying no, like, that's totally, yep. I guess Brian used to be a waiter, and he was getting paid $3 an hour. And I was like, what the fuck? How is that legal? And he says, because you get tips, it's legal, which to me doesn't make sense, because one, don't they get taxed on tips?
No, I don't think so.
I think some places they do get taxed on tips.
Oh, that's kind of jacked.
Two, well, he did say, to be fair, he did say that some places you get paid like $2 an hour. And then other places you get paid minimum wage or what have you.
That does make me feel bad when I always leave a tip, but I don't always leave a huge tip because I'm a poor person.
Right.
But
after finding that out, I was like, holy shit, like, I'm going to, because the girls, they gave him $200, which is another thing, like, him giving her $200, but recording it and showing it to the whole internet is kind of like patting yourself on the back and masturbating.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I feel like when you do a good thing, you shouldn't tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't even mention that there are good things that you've done.
Yeah.
Without, and if you just mention that there are good things that you've, I mean, yeah, you shouldn't, once you mention that you've done something good, or what it is specifically, you've, like, taken away all illusion, then it is no longer for yourself, and you're not doing it for the good, you're doing it as an ego massage.
I do
not necessarily, not all the time, but maybe you want it, you're doing it so people can, you know, pay it forward, someone, you to inspire someone, but a lot of the times, maybe your, you know, your goodness should be kept a secret.
I do think that it doesn't take away from it. It doesn't take, because, like, let's say you help somebody out and then you tell friends or you tell everybody, post about it on social media or what have you. I don't think it takes away from it. Like, you're at the end of the day, you're still doing something good. You're still helping that person out. But it is douchebaggy. Like, don't do that.
A little
bit.
Yeah.
Just help the person out and feel good about it. Like, I don't think you need to tell everybody. But again, regardless, back to the point. It showed the reactions of the waiters, and I'm sorry for you hearing the tip-tappy around the room. That is my dog. He just won't sit still. Anyways,
sit down, Mac.
Mac, sit. Come here. Come here. You're making too much noise, boy. Sit down. Nope, we're not playing. Sit. It showed the reaction of the waitress, and she just, like, started bawling. And it's like,
oh, really?
She was like, we only make $2 here. A lot of people don't tip. Or $2 an hour here. A lot of people don't leave tips. And we really appreciate it. And she started crying. And I was like, oh, my God. All the feels.
Oh, wow.
They had another video where they went around to, like, homeless people and or people with, like, signs who needed money or needed help. And they handed them $100. They went up to them and said, hey, man, here's $100. And they, all of them were hugging each other, and it made me feel good.
What I find interesting is about my dad is you know, I like talking mess about my dad, but I love my dad so much, and he loves me too. But my dad is one of the stingiest people I've ever met. Not like to me, but like, you know, to in general. But every once in a while, my dad will help out a person. And I think that's a beautiful
thing. Like a bum on the street.
Not a homeless person. There was a homeless person when I was a kid, when my dad was a social worker, and we actually brought her into our house, and she lived with us for a while. Her and my mom were great friends. They go to the casino and hang out. And
really,
yeah. And she, it was great. Like, every once in a while, my dad will do something like that, and it's like, I really respect him for that. And it just makes me think, would you bring a homeless person into your house? Would you?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't because safety-wise, I mean, I wouldn't even bring a stranger, even if they were if they had a home. I wouldn't bring them into my house because they might kill me.
If I had money and I wasn't a poor person, and it's bad that I'm saying it, but I would do what Russell Brand does. And I don't know if you know, but
can
in this house...
Can we take a moment to talk about how amazing Russell Brand
is? Yes, I was going
to
say, we love Russell Brand.
He is one of the fucking... At least he seems smart.
We are riding Russell Brand.
He's clearly very intelligent just by his vocabulary alone, but the man is fucking brilliant.
He's great.
He's funny. He's a great actor. He gets hot chicks like Katy Perry.
Why can't
we be like Russell Brand?
Why can't we be like Russell Brand?
But anyways...
Well, oh, yeah. So he takes... Sometimes he has homeless people and he like takes them to dinner. And I think that's...
Random homeless people?
Yeah, random homeless people.
He just goes, hello.
Hello.
Anthony's, you want
to
go
eat? I'm Russell Brand. I won't take you down to the Chili's. I don't know if Russell Brand eats at Chili's. But,
hopefully not.
I don't know how good Chili's is. I haven't been there in a while. But, yeah, he does that. One time, I was on my lunch break, and I went... I was just walking down the street to go get some food. And this guy had a dog. And I bought the man some fries... in some water, and I was, but honestly, I was more concerned about the dog than I was of him. If he didn't have the dog with him, I probably wouldn't have given very much.
It's a weird thing. I think, like, humans, a lot of humans are more connected with animals, than they are with other humans, which, like, is totally the case, because me, like, I love my dog. Like, if my dog, God forbid, something happened to him, and he got hurt and passed away, I don't think I would be okay. Like, I wouldn't go to work for at least a week. Like, I would not be able to talk to other people because I don't know, I'd fucking fall apart.
Yeah.
But as if another human passes away, yeah, obviously we're gonna be sad and it's like it's gonna take a toll on us. But I don't know. I don't know if it's different because, like, with a dog, your dog is always there. And I'm using dog as, like, your pet as a reference because I have one. But I don't know if it's just because you spend so much time with it and it's kind of just, like,
I think
unconditional love.
Yeah, I think it's because pets bring out the best of us. Like, earlier today, as Darren mentioned, I was not feeling too well about an hour and a half ago. And I came in the house and Mac came into my room and hung out with me for a bit. And, like, if Mac was a human... he would not have done that. Mac would have seen, could have told that I was not feeling it and would have left me alone.
Right.
But pets, you know, usually are only at the best part of us and just saying, you know, I want to go hang out. I want to do fun stuff. And I think that's why humans, like, you know, if a homeless person has a dog with them, maybe that's why they always have dogs with them. They're more likely to get sympathy.
That's actually very true. When I lived in Portland, there's a lot of homeless people there. Like, pretty much every corner, there's like a homeless couple. And I actually think people at locals in Portland said that a lot of them aren't even homeless and they just hang out there all day and beg for money. What is that, panhandling?
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah,
that they do that because it's quote unquote, the cool thing to do for some odd reason. I don't know how that would be cool. But yeah, there's a lot of homeless people out there. And one time I had just gotten pizza with a friend, and we probably had half of the pizza still left, so there was like a good 10 slices, and I offered it to a homeless lady who had a dog, and when I gave it to her, she said nope, no thanks.
Yeah.
She had a sign asking for help, and it said asking for food or money. Here I am with a fresh pizza that we just ordered 10 minutes ago with at least 10 slices, and I try to offer it to her, and she says, nah, I'm good.
Wow.
She had two dogs with her, two pit bulls, and she, you don't know where your next meal is coming from. How
yeah.
can you not accept a pizza?
The guy that I gave fries to actually had a pit bull with him, too. I remember this story that I overheard my aunt tell years ago. This was probably almost 10 years ago. She works at a bar, and I guess she's there late at night. She was at the ATM when this happened. And a homeless guy came up to her window, and said, I need money. That's it.
A homeless guy just said that?
Yeah, he came up to her and said, I need money.
What's she saying?
I don't remember what she said, but I don't think she gave him anything. That is so funny. Like, the audacity you would have to come up and be like, you know what?
I mean, he's just being real.
He's
like,
keeping a trail.
He needs some money, like straight up.
Like, I don't know you, but I need money. Like,
it's weird. Nowadays, like, a lot of people kind of only carry debit cards. I mean, I only carry debit. Do you only carry debit?
I only carry debit
cards. It's very rare if I have cash. But now it's kind of shitty for bums, or sorry, homeless people, or people who are in need, yeah. because nobody carries cash anymore. Like,
no.
Or even just like the girls or got or little boys outside of like a grocery store, and they're selling chocolate, and
yeah.
they're like, "Want to buy it?" Like, nope. All I have is debit. Like,
yeah.
They need like a little swiper.
You mean one of those swiper things?
Yeah. I think that will be soon because now they have iPhone swipers where you can swipe a debit card.
It really sucks for me because I'm not a lot. I don't like, as you explained, I don't lie, and like because people are always like, "There's this girl that stands in front of the Vons that we live next to. I mean, or you know, or whatever we live near. Let's say that." And she's actually have gotten a personal relationship with her because I always tell her. I say she's always like, "Would you want like, she?" She has this whole stick that she goes into. She's not homeless. She just sells chocolate. She's like, "Hi, I'm working with the..." I swear to Gandhi, she named at least five different causes. She's like, "I work for the breast cancer awareness and the all these other things." And I'm always like, "Oh, I will off the bat, I do not have any change." I'm like, "So I cannot buy some chocolate."
Wait, so if you... Let's say you had $3 in your pocket.
Yes.
But let's say it was your last $3.
It was my last $3.
Again,
that can happen.
Is poor.
I am poor. That has happened before.
If she said, "Hi, I'm selling chocolate for $2. What would you say?
I would say, "Oh, she's selling for $2 and I have $3?
Yeah.
I would say, I would legitimately... Sometimes I unintentionally... Come on, cops, you gotta save people's lives or what? I unintentionally go into this character. It's like Scott Pilgrim, basically. And I'm like, it's uncontrollable
like
to me.
Like an awkward shy kid?
Like, yeah, you know how I get shy. And I'm like, I don't have... I mean, if I had $3 and she was selling for $2, I'd be like, "Oh... no, thank you." And then I would just walk away. And then I'd be like, which is what I do to her all the time.
I thought you were going to be like, "Sorry, I only have $3 and it's my last $3. I'd love to help you out, but I can't. I do have cash in my pocket, but I'm sorry."
I might give her the whole sob story. I might tell her, "You know, I'm very poor."
You know how many... God, those girls, like, and boys, they're so young and all they do is deal with rejection all day.
Yeah.
I guess that's... Is that a good thing?
She told me this is her job. I think she said her part-time job. And I think that's so weird. Like, how is it that you're selling this for all these good causes, but it's your job? How do you make money doing this? How many chocolate bars do you need to
sell
an hour?
Also, I've only seen her once, but isn't she
Oh, she's
underage?
There all the time.
But isn't she underage?
She might be under 18.
She looks very young. It's
yeah.
Like, how...
She has
so
a lot
sad.
Of piercings, though.
Because okay, so maybe she's like 16.
She could be 16, yeah.
But like, how many people... Let's take a guess. If there's 100 people that walk by her, how many buy
she probably gets five. Maybe
five
a day.
Total.
If there was 100 people a day, she might get five.
That even seems high. I never see people buying from people outside of
no.
like Rite Aid or
I have
Fons.
Not bought anything from her yet.
Never.
I will. I will buy her some from her eventually. I keep telling her, "Eventually," and she always says it to me, "Eventually," but...
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then you walk into Subway right next door, and then you spend your money on that.
Yeah, I spend all my money on food. How dare I, you know?
Which is a better choice?
How dare I feed myself, you know? Like, it's been like a whole 24 hours since the last time I ate, but I don't want to buy some crappy chocolate I'm not even going to eat. But, you know, whatever. You know, you only YOLO once.
YOLO once. That means you only live once.
Yeah, you only YOLO once. Whatever.
That you brought up the how you get awkward in, like, weird situations,
yeah.
and you get, like, kind of quiet. Tell the story of when you saw the people in our laundromat.
Oh, man. I was going to do my laundry last week, and I don't know if you guys knew, but I have issues talking to people when it's something I, like, need to do. Like if someone's standing in front of a door and I need to get through the door, I can't just be like, "Excuse me." Or I will, and it's
Which
really
is really
for me.
Like, why?
I don't want to bother people. Like, I sincerely sometimes
wait, so
I don't.
Wait, so you just stand there?
I will just wait. I will wait. Or I will...
That's super awkward.
I try to be as polite as possible. I'll be like, "Excuse me."
Even
like,
saying "excuse me" and just like...
It's just, I don't want, like, part of me just doesn't want to exist. I don't want to be a hindrance to the world. So I need to do my laundry because I am a human. And I finally found enough change in the dry hole that is my room. And I was like, "I'm going to do my laundry." And I walk over there, and this couple is in the doorway. This is at night, making out. And I'm like, "Oh, I want to make out too.
One day I'll experience that.
So, someday, I swear to freaking Gandhi, I'm going to make out in that doorway. And someone's going to try to do their laundry. And I'm like, ha, tough noodles." But, and it was really awkward because they saw me and then they were like, "Oh." And so I walked in and I was like, "Oh, I still need to do my laundry." So I turned on the light and And the guy walked away. I think he was mad. I'd be so mad if someone stopped me from making out. I'm
dude,
like,
he
you
had
know,
a boner for sure.
He probably did. I'm like, you know, this. If it was me, I'd be like, this happens to me once every other year. You know, I'd be really upset with me if somebody interrupted my making out.
I'd hope that you wouldn't be in the laundry room.
I'm like, yeah, like, I don't know if they realize this, but if they did that there in their apartment, there is a 100% chance I wouldn't catch them.
Well, I think it's one of those situations where she lives here with her parents.
Oh, he's a homeless person.
No, he lives somewhere else, but the parents don't like them being in the same room.
You think
together.
She lives with her parents? She was pretty good looking. He was pretty...
I mean, you can't be good looking and live with your parents?
No. That's why we don't live with our parents.
That's true. Okay, that's a valid point.
Yeah.
Damn, Mac making
no,
all this.
No, she looks too old to... Well, actually, no, she's probably... I feel like they probably live together. But, yeah. That is what happened. It's just, for some reason, it's so difficult to just, you know, they're really bothering me. They're in my way, and I feel like I was getting in their way.
I want to see how many people are listening this far.
Yeah.
So, to prove that you have listened this far, I want you to tweet at Will and I, which is at Darren Von Gardner and...
And Mr. William Haynes.
At Mr. William Haynes. And I want you to give tips to Will on how to... make out with females to bring that full
make
circle
out with females.
Yeah, I mean,
or how to get them to make out with me, or the actual techniques of making out.
I mean, whatever they want. I mean,
I don't know either. To keep it trail.
Yeah. Know? So I mean, give your best advice, even if it's just how to approach a girl, or how to write a woman on Facebook, or which females to swipe on Tinder. Whatever you want to do, just tweet and CC and add me into that tweet, because I'd like to have a good time and laugh. But I want to prove to us that you're listening. So tweet that to us to bring this full circle, maybe wrap this thing up. How long have we been going?
I have no idea. A million
the
years.
Counter on GarageBand, it says 1989. So I don't know.
Oh, it's about to hit my birth year. 1991, 1992, 1993. That's when I came out. Anyway.
So I don't know how long. I feel like we've been going an hour ish.
Has it been that long?
I feel like it.
That's probably about that time.
So let's wrap it up on that, because I have to pack and go into Vegas tomorrow. To prove that you are listening, if there's anybody listening, I hope there's somebody out there. Tweet me and Will some tips on how Will can get some lady friends.
I like ladies.
Yeah, and I think that's good. This was fun.
Yeah.
Next time we just gotta make sure Mac is wearing socks so you can't hear him tapping around the room. Yeah. I think that's it. Darren and Will having a fun time.
Having
time?
A good time.
Darren and Will having a good time. Title in progress. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Should we end it?
Yeah.
Press the button.
Which one?
Now. This?